May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, I'm glad to be back. And all the excitement of the last 2 weeks is at last beginning to recede. First it was the flu. And then the dog had a stroke. And then on Saturday night, Archdeacon Fiona let us know that her husband was in hospital. And I was due to be elsewhere on the Sunday. I was due to be the star attraction, or rather the star exhibit, at the 50th anniversary celebrations of my old church in Wimbledon. So the lot fell upon poor Bernard last week with very little notice. It's all calmed down now, thank goodness. And today feels like a fresh start. But today we are bidden to think about happiness. Was that last fortnight happy or sad? Well, to be quite honest, it was like being swung from one to the other. The flu makes you sad, of course, but then there are blessings like the blessed relief of sleep. And the lovely moment when you can actually breathe through both nostrils. And even with the dog's life coming to an end so suddenly, which was a shock and a sadness, then there were the multiple blessings of family and friends loving us and helping us over it. And Archdeacon Fiona's husband has recovered and is out of hospital. And at the end, you had the blessing of an extra Sunday service with Bernard, who is thankfully just right for such an occasion, the kind of person St. Matthew calls a scribe of the kingdom, who is able to bring out of his treasury things old and new, and in his case, at short notice. And I also had great fun meeting old friends in Wimbledon. Now, back to our theme, happiness. Happiness is one of those things which is often ephemeral. It comes and it goes and it comes back again. What our gospel today is talking about is the kind of happiness which endures. It's got other names as well. It's called blessedness. It's called joy in the Lord. What the world outside of the kingdom does not understand is this enduring kind of happiness. The advertising industry is always trying to sell us things that they allege will make us happy. Even some pubs and drinking establishments often have a happy hour, which by its nature will only mask the unhappiness of for about 60 minutes. If all you are going to get out of it is 1 hour of happiness, what does that say about the rest of your time? Then there are those whose concept of happiness is all tied up with money. It is true that a severe lack of money is a miserable state, which is why churches are doing their best to help such sorry souls as find themselves in it. But the opposite is not true. Wealth is not a source of happiness. There are many stories of people who have sold their heart or their soul to make money. At first, it is wonderful because money can buy all sorts of things, but possessions alone cannot fill our inner emptiness. We also need love and to know that we are of some value, to express that joy which God gives us. There is nothing worse than the person who has made it big in this world but is poor in the sight of God and of his neighbours. There's a very telling story from St. Matthew's Gospel in which a rich young man came to Jesus seeking eternal life. Did he think he could buy it? But he went away grieving, for he had many possessions, it says, because he couldn't bear to be parted from them. Today's gospel comes at the end of a series of events. And they kind of echo what happened to Moses in the Old Testament in Exodus. Jesus, after his baptism, went to the wilderness to be tested. And he went up a mountain to be alone with God. By going up the mountain, Jesus was saying, pay attention. The words I am about to speak are of some importance. We are meant to encounter the word of God in the person and the teaching of Jesus. And in that encounter to receive an enlightenment which is the light of God's presence. So Jesus, who is God's presence on earth, comes down from the mountain and chooses his 12 disciples. And that reminds us of Moses choosing and bringing out the 12 tribes of Israel. Jesus gives the 12 a title. He calls them apostles because they are not only to be disciples. Disciple means somebody who learns. He names them apostles. Apostello means I send. He names them apostles because he sent them. They are sent by him. Jesus then addresses the crowd. And this is this morning's reading. Matthew sets it on a mountain, but Luke sets it on the plain. I suppose it is all a matter of perspective and where you're coming from when you meet him. People had come to Jesus. They'd come to Jesus for teaching. They'd come to Jesus for healing. And they were well aware that he was a man of power. In Jesus, they could see and know signs of the kingdom of God at work. Jesus tells them about happy people who are referred to in our translation as the blessed. Now, blessed is a good translation of the Greek word makarioi. It can mean full of joy. It can mean full of happiness. It can mean full of blessing. It could just as easily mean happy, although blessed does give it a deeper meaning. As happiness, seen as a sign of the favor and the goodwill of God in our lives. Look how Jesus connects some unexpected things with being happy, blessed, full of joy. The oddness of what he says should bring us up with a jolt. Happy are the poor. Happy are the hungry. Happy are those who weep. Happy are those who are hated on account of the Son of Man. The world makes happiness dependent on things. Things that come into our lives. I would be happy if I won the lottery. I would be happy if I could get a drink. The danger with riches, the danger with plenty, is that they can make us feel as if we are self-sufficient. And having more than enough can make us forget God and give us the illusion that we can provide for ourselves. Jesus wants us to know that true happiness comes from something deep inside of us. Seek and you will find, he says. It is not about having or not having. It is about our relationship with others and with God. True, deep happiness is not dependent on outward things, though they can help. Happiness is dependent upon God. Happiness comes from knowing that God provides for us and loves us. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the riches that you lavish upon us. Keep us mindful, therefore, of the needs of others. Remind us that everything in heaven and on earth is yours. Show us the happiness that comes from simplicity of life and caring for others. Bless us with a true spirit of happiness and holiness. Help us to see the world as you see it, with unclouded eyes. And show us how to be yours, as you are truly ours, now and forever. Amen.